Incoming White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has history of disinformation about elections. By Joel B. Polak on May 9, 2022. Incoming White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who takes over from Jen Psaki at the end of the week, has a history of spreading disinformation and false claims that elections had been stolen when Republicans happened to have won. Specifically, Jean-Pierre denied that President Donald Trump was legitimate after his 2016 victory, and also pumped false claims that Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams was the actual winner of the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial election. Stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of hashtag unprecedented Trump. Karine Jean-Pierre, at K_JeanPierre, December 18, 2016. Trump always finds a way to take it to the lowest of lows. Not only is he petulant dotard but also a deplorable illegitimate president. Karine Jean-Pierre, at K_JeanPierre, December 23, 2017. Yes, the race was stolen. Karine Jean-Pierre, at K_JeanPierre, March 12, 2019. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Karine Jean-Pierre, at K_JeanPierre, April 2, 2020. The Biden administration has targeted disinformation about elections, to the point of appointing a disinformation governance board within the Department of Homeland Security, headed by Nina Jankowicz, who also spread false conspiracy theories about the 2016 election, and who denied the reality of Hunter Biden's laptop in the 2020 election. Breitbart News has documented other facts about Jean-Pierre's radical record, including her radical anti-Israel views. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.